Darrell, it was a tale of two penalties. Did you deserve that point that you got late on?
Actually, the first half I thought was dominant, but we were lacking that quality. Very frustrated, really. Got in good areas a lot of the time. My head was facing one way for most of that first half. Second half, what do? We shoot ourselves in the foot, don't we? We give another poor goal away, chasing. Sick of managing on the sideline, feeling frustrated and having to change things to try and freshen things up. That's why I make the four subs, early doors. And then we were very, very patchy second half, but the lads kept going and we get the penalty.
That seems to be the story of the season, someone's playing two different halves.
Listen, don't even get me going. It is what it is. We're frustrated. My fans will be very frustrated. I'm sick of repeating the same thing, so need to turn these draws into wins. I'll be honest, we haven't seen a good team in the league yet, in my opinion, as well. So hopefully Josh coming back, Holden coming back from suspension next week, we can get a little bit more quality in the final third, because that's what we need. Hopeless ball, second half, going long too much, not building the play up. Don't know how many balls were kicked out of play, long and frustrating, because we're better than that.
There was no indication of that in the first half, though. Zach and Cam bombing on wings.
Like I say, but you've got to take them chances. Albeit, I think they're good chances, but they look not so good chances, because the effort on goal's not good enough. The cross is not good enough. Some one or two set pieces going astray as well, so plenty of work to do.
Having played so well in that first half, what a frustrating penalty to concede.
Yeah, sloppy, isn't it? Sloppy with a back pass, sloppy coming out. Yeah, the way things are going at the minute.
Have too much to do on his return to the side, Jack.
No, I mean, he had a couple of opportunities when we're chasing, but other than that, nothing.
How big a decision was that to play him tonight, Jack Rose?
Listen, I've got to be fair with Jack. I think Robbo's form's been patchy over a 5-6 game period, to be honest with you. And like any player in my team, they need to be performing at levels. You know, there'll always be players that get fairer crack of the whip than other players, but that's the way it is.
You made those four changes at once, and one of those was Josh. Great to see him back in the 18 today and on the score sheet again.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, he has a good effort, doesn't he? The keeper makes a good save as well. So Josh will give us that boost, keep him fit and get Holden back into it. And hopefully we can start being a lot more threatening going forward, because we're getting the ball into those areas a lot of the time. We'll be up on the stats on crosses, set pieces, shots, you know, entries into the final third. The amount of times I said that in the course of this season, but you can lead a horse to water, then you've got to look for that little bit of quality.
Well, he's been missing for 2 months. Have you missed him more than you thought you would have done in those 2 months?
Yeah, I do. But I also, if you look at the things, I could reel them off plenty of points. We've chucked so many points away even in these early stages, and you know, a manager that's lost three games but drew nine. And only won three. It's very, very frustrating from my perspective, because we're better than that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at Southend having come here and got a victory a couple of weekends ago, and Stevenage tonight.
It's no difference. It's Newport last week, Stevenage. No difference in teams. Listen, the table obviously tells you different, a bit of consistency, but for me, there's no. It's 11v11 pro football. Barton Stevenage beat a whole team that was top. League 1 and League 2 is very, very close together anyway. Top of the table and bottom of the table, very close in League 2. We don't lose sleep who we play. You know, we go to Tranmere, we'll take the positive that we managed to grab a point, a late goal, should I say, not a point, and then we move to Tranmere.
But is there that frustration you're not breaking down the lower sides in the table, listen, as they stand?
Listen, for me, it doesn't matter who you're playing this season, you've got to win games. Listen, whether it's Stevenage, we're going to go to Tranmere for the win. We went to Newport for the win, but McKeeper chucked a goal in. Give them another goal today. We miss a penalty against Southend, and then they go down and scored in the 88 minutes. You see why I get frustrated. Do you know what I mean? And saying the same thing to my players. You know, you hit the crossbar at Mansfield away last 5 minutes. You hit the post at Barrow away last 5 minutes. All of these little things that, A, haven't gone for us, but B, we need to be better at. That's my frustration every time. Every time, and I'm sick of repeating the same things, but we'll keep working. It's only hard work and not feeling sorry for ourselves that gets you out of that.